I'm Terry Gross, and this is a special edition of Fresh Air, commemorating September 11th with words and music. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson and jazz guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli will perform songs that have been going through their minds since the attacks. Poet and New Yorker Sekou Sindiata says he always felt like the un-American American, writing from the outside looking in. He'll read a piece about how the attacks gave him a new understanding of what it means to be an American. And as we remember the thousands who died, we talk with Greg and Lauren Manning. Lauren barely survived and is still trying to repair her body and her life. To be honest, this has been a difficult show to put together. Difficult to figure out what we could do that might help bring meaning or comfort on this occasion. But there's something else. After doing our best to go on with daily life after the 11th, the anniversary is calling us back to the horror, fear, and loss of that day. I was talking about all this recently with Dr. Robert J. Lifton. He's a psychiatrist who's written about the aftermath of Hiroshima, the chemical attack in the Japanese subway, and the fear of nuclear apocalypse. Dr. Lifton said some things that helped me understand what I was experiencing, so I called him back and asked him to expand on what he told me. Dr. Lifton, I guess I'm hardly the only person who has confused feelings about the September 11th and how to commemorate the day. What kind of calls have you been getting?
I've been getting a number of calls asking about what the commemoration is all about, and my sense is that the reporters calling me are themselves confused. They don't know quite how to commemorate this event because it's very hard to commemorate an event that we're still in the middle of, because a commemoration is usually a way of looking back on an event in order to move forward and beyond it. But it's hard to move beyond this event because we're still caught in it and we're still fearful about the various ramifications of it.
You know, some people are observing September 11th in a very private way. Other people are observing it in a more public way, in ceremonies and public commemorations. What do you think are some of the differences between the public and the private expressions?
There's an enormous difference between private mourning, which is the deep need of people most involved in the September 11th disaster, and public ritual around an event. And the difference has to be, on the one hand, the private mourning being an expression of experiences of loss and pain, whereas the public ceremony has to do with a general meaning that some leader is attributing to the event on behalf of his or her project. That's very different. And survivors become very sensitive to the utilization of their experience for other purposes, and they become suspicious of what I call the counterfeit, and they're likely to see some of this as counterfeit.
You've written a lot about Hiroshima and Hiroshima survivors. Looking at the commemorations that have gone on in Japan, go ahead.
Well, you know, Hiroshima is different from September 11th in that it involved the destruction of a whole city and was a much, much larger disaster, but there are certain parallels, especially in relation to commemoration. And the Hiroshima people had very great difficulty in how to commemorate the event. They have an August 6th public ceremony every year, and some survivors think that's exactly the thing to do, and others are horrified by it because they think it inauthentic. And they also had struggles with memorialization, what kind of memorials to build, and whether to allow the so-called A-bomb dome, which was one of the stronger buildings, which was partially standing after the bomb, whether to allow that to stand or to fall, so that really one has to say there is no adequate way to commemorate or memorialize a disaster of this dimension.
Dr. Lifton, I'll confess that on the one hand, I feel a real responsibility that we at Fresh Air put on our best effort to commemorate September 11th with a special program. I mean, it feels like it's something that we feel we must do. On the other hand, I have this fear that we're just adding to this media excess in the wake of September 11th. And I'm just wondering about your thoughts about, you know, the media landscape for September 11th.
Well, that kind of ambivalence that you express seems to me very appropriate because, on the one hand, one can't ignore it. If one is trying to carry through a function of recording what's happening in the society, one has to say something about it. On the other hand, the media onslaught really covers over human feelings and may interfere with private mourning.
You have a lot of experience with commemorations of disaster and catastrophe. This sounds like a stupid question, but what's the point of the commemoration? What emotionally or historically do we want to get out of it?
Well, the point of the commemoration at an individual psychological level is to allow us to experience our pain and loss and to undergo emotions and expressions that we really require. It's part of a mourning process. At the same time, like any mourning process, it has the purpose of freeing us from those very dead that we seek to remember, separating ourselves from them and freeing ourselves from the disaster. It's very difficult to do in a large-scale disaster like this, which becomes inundated by media needs and by those who take control of it in terms of public ceremonies. But I think we need to keep in mind what any commemoration does.
Dr. Robert J. Lifton is currently a visiting professor of psychiatry at Harvard.